Yeah. What's up, young world? This is your boy Razzcast, and you are now tuned into, you are now rocking with, you are now fucking with, Forget That Yo Radio. We out.
Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that.
Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Yo, y'all know what time it is. Episode 223. Y'all ain't got nothing on me. Forget That Yo Radio. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. A.k.a. Donut Juice. A.k.a. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something I hate. A.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
Let's get it.
Oh, somebody's been writing stuff down. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up or grip up. Crip. A.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. A.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.k.a. A, nope, that ain't right.
Ooh.
That ain't right at all. A.k.a. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.k.a. I'm just going to skip to the end. A.k.a. I can get the box on the low, nigga. Let's get it.
Ooh, that boy was flustered tonight.
Fuck yeah, well, I don't know what happened.
Call you Flusty Rodriguez.
You had too much heat, man. I'm fine up.
Yo, y'all check us out, man. Search Forget That Yo, Forget That Yo, on Google or wherever you listen to podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, Stitcher Radio app, Pocket Cast, Apple Music, iTunes. Yo, a lot of y'all with an iPhone don't know that it comes with a podcast app, and I'm befuddled by this.
Befuddled.
Go on your phone right now. If you got an iPhone, if you don't know it's an iPhone podcast app, it's the purple joint. It come with the phone. It look like a little head and a body with some circles around it. You know what I'm saying? Click on that, and in the search bar, Forget That Yo. And if you want to hear all the shows that you can't hear on the feed, because we don't on Forget That Yo, when it come up, you'll see two feeds. The one that say FGDY. That's the one with all the shows, all whatever Apple will hold. Now, the one that say Forget That Yo, the main feed that everybody listen to, that's the one with just the current joints. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how we breaking it down. That's how we doing it. Visit the website at Forget That Yo on Instagram, at Forget That Yo on Twitter for all the new listeners and all that. You know what I'm saying? They tried to get Michael Jackson out of here. They tried to get R. Kelly out of here twice now. So, we going, you know what I'm saying? We got an action-packed show. It's a lot going on. And before we get into it, I see a lot of new downloads and listeners, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go through this spiel. And
welcome.
I see what we're going to have to start doing, man, to get the show blasted out there. So, yo, number one U.S. cities that's checking us out in a blowout. Coming in number one is Kansas City, Missouri.
What?
Yeah, the blowout. Yo, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We from Missouri. It's only right.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, so number two is Tampa. I don't know how that happened, but I live close to Tampa, so I got to watch what I say because I'll be out there. You know what I'm saying?
And they like shooting. That is Florida.
We got number three, Las Vegas. No, I'm sorry. That's number four. Number three is Wichita, Kansas. Yo, y'all follow that.
Yo, Wichita always be repping, though, man.
Yeah, they be repping. But y'all used to be number one, man. What's going on? Bring it back. Bring it back.
Is it something I said? I'm sorry.
Oh, did he say it? I rock a Wichita the long way, man. Y'all know how we do it. So number four is Las Vegas. Shout out to Vegas. That's like the, you know what I'm saying, like my second home. You know what I'm saying? I be out there putting them bets down for you, for the culture. Let me see. Number five, we got Washington, D.C.
Where?
Shout out to D.C. Chocolate City. Number five is Dallas, Texas. Out here representing. Number six is Atlanta. ATL shop.
That's all strippers.
And so we're gonna move from that to the countries. Now the top three countries that's rocking with us, of course, US. Number two, the UK in a landslide after US.
Mm.
And then it's Ireland.
Word?
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't end the, do they say good day, mate, in Ireland?
No, that's Australia, you asshole.
Yeah, man. So y'all keep rocking with us, man. Shout out to the UK because y'all got a restaurant out there I'm trying to get to. I seen a girl out there eating these pancakes, but it's not like a regular pancake. It was like a thick pancake.
Mm.
Like thicker than Serena Williams.
That's too thick.
What's some yellow things that, you know, when they make the strawberry shortcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Those little cake little things with the little dent in it.
Yeah.
That's what they pancakes look like, but bigger. Like the regular size of a pancake, but like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. I forgot what that's called.
Yeah, it looked delicious. Delicioso.
You fill that bitch up.
Yes, sir. So before we get into it, we have a voicemail.
Voice Meezy
from Rage Against Twit.
The homie.
I believe this is him. Yeah, it gotta be him because, let me see. Yeah, it gotta be him because he said, I tried to make a commercial.
Mm.
And let's see what he came up with, man. Let me make two of my volumes up, you dig. All right, here we go. Rage Against Twit.
We're launching a brand new Got Mail campaign. We're going door to door to try to get real reactions from real people in real neighborhoods. So let's kind of see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, hello there, young fella. Is there a parent or guardian here?
Yeah.
You mind if you can get them for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Just the young kids, you know. They don't age the same, you know what I mean? They get younger and younger every day. Oh, hello, sir. My name is Fleece Johnson. I'm with Milk Drinkers of America. And we're just going around trying to promote people to drink more milk. Now, what if I told you, I have here in my hand the most delicious, most freshest, most organic milk. And it didn't even come from a four-legged animal. What would you think?
I'm starting to think y'all just passing around breast milk.
I'd say you're right. Now, a lot of people are hesitant to try breast milk. So what I do is I just pour a little bit in this cup here and then kind of throw it on their face.
What the? Hey. Hey, babe.
Have you ever had breast milk before, sir?
Yeah, this one time. I was,
whoa, hey, say less, you know what I mean?
Your son's right there.
Do you think he'll like a glass?
Yeah.
Hey there, young fella, do you want a delicious glass of milk?
No.
When's the last time you had a glass of milk?
I ain't do that since, like, middle school.
Don't you want to grow up to be big and strong like your dad?
I hope so.
Well, drink this milk, you little bastard. Sir, how are you feeling right now?
I felt real good after it.
I'm glad to hear that. This is some of the freshest milk you can get your lips around.
I'm just going to bring that titty over here.
Well, I can't do that. But what I can assure you is this milk is handcrafted and locally sourced.
He ain't drinking it from the source, nigga. It's in a cup.
Okay.
Man, like it makes a difference.
Well, what did you think overall, though?
Look, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. It don't taste bad, and I got kind of energized.
Wow, I'm really glad you reacted that way. You know what? In fact, you can keep this jug. Yeah, just keep it for you and your son. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, God bless, bro.
Wow, he had a really cool reaction. Milk Drinkers of America reminds you, milk is for the Crips and the kids.
Forget that, yo.
Yo, that was crazy.
Yo, that was amazing, Sam. For real.
Yo, he said, milk is for the Crips and the kids.
Yo.
Yo, I can't believe that. I didn't expect that, dog.
Yo, that was dope. Yo, shout out to the Rage Against Twitter, man. God damn.
Yeah. Yo. I gotta find a way to put that clip online, dog. That was fire.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, shout out, man. Thank you for that. That junk had me dying. I gotta turn the fan on again. I'm hot.
Oh, man. I got hot myself, bro. That shit was dope.
Yo, right when he said this is the milk drinkers of America, whatever. Yo, I was like, yo, he about to throw them clips in there and stone.
Yo, man, yo, when he said his name was Fleece Johnson, I knew it was going to go bad.
Oh, man. Yo, matter of fact, I was just talking about Fleece earlier today, and I was looking him up trying to see if he ever got out of jail, but I couldn't find nothing solid.
Nigga, why?
Because, man, we used to, you know what I'm saying? Fleece used to be like a staple of the show.
He really was.
I did find a story online, though, about Fleece. That I want to get off.
He out here fleecing.
This is the story right here. It's kind of crazy. All right, it says, around 3 a.m. on Peachtree Ave, Fleece Johnson, a.k.a. Booty Warrior, was out downtown Atlanta partying and drinking.
Mm-mm.
He stated, I was full of that hen and somebody was going to get me off. Local promoter Burhan Chambers said that he was walking to his car when he recognized the Booty Warrior from the Boondocks and the prison documentary and asked him to flick it up for the gram. Fleece accepted and stood behind the promoter. That's when he pulled out his firearm and said, look here, I like you and I want you. We can do this the easy way or the hard way, Mr. Chambers. Mr. Chambers fairly agreed and gave the Booty Warrior his money and manhood and told him just to go slow. When police arrived, Mr. Chambers was smiling and seemed to be enjoying it. Later, he dropped charges and was seen exchanging contact info with the Booty Warrior.
Oh, man. Where did that come from?
Police out here making changes one man at a time.
Yo, but he made sweet love to that man, and the nigga enjoyed it, dog. That's fucked up.
You like that? This ain't that bad.
You know what? If this is all it is, well, sign me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, Fleece, if you listen, hit up Stone on Twitter at Stone L Terrible.
Nah, don't do that to yourself, player.
Come on, man. That's Fleece, man. He might need a place to stay. He just got out of jail.
Yeah, you can go stay with that boy, just rape this booty hole.
You know everybody's safe because he like men's.
Yeah. I ain't safe.
Yo, why you standing by the bed, man, this late? What's going on?
Yo, man. Yo, it's like 2 in the morning, son. What you doing here? Wake up, nigga. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Yo, let's see. Did you watch the whole R. Kelly interview?
Yeah.
Yo, R. Kelly out here wilding, man.
Man.
Never, ever.
Dog.
Yo. All right. What I don't understand is why he didn't come out with this vigorous fury the first time he was accused.
For real. Wait. In early 2000 or this year?
No, when the videotape came out way back.
Oh, yeah, that nigga knew he was guilty on that one.
Yeah, but, I mean, all this is together.
Not really, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a span of time between the trial and now. Once he got acquitted, there was nothing in between until now.
Oh, because he did say in the interview, I beat that case.
Yeah, I beat that case, you know what I'm saying? And there was nothing. That was like, what, 2008?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so like 11 years later, and now it's back up again, you know what I'm saying? And I got to say, this nigga really didn't do this. Like, he feel it in his heart, my nigga. I ain't do this, man.
Yo, he messed up again in this interview. When she asked him, so you haven't had any sexual relations with underage girls? He said, I like all women.
God damn it, boy. Look, man.
Somebody need to coach this dude.
Yo, they be tossing that. They be tossing that alley-oop to you, my nigga. All you got to do is slam it down, and you fuck it up every time, yo. When Torre asked him, do you like underage girl? how underage are we talking, nigga? this is a solid no answer. You know what I'm saying? No, he's asking to like teenage girls. Nigga, this is a solid no. You know what I'm saying? So now he got that. Have you had sex with that girl when she was 17? Absolutely not.
And then she threw him the alley-oop when she said, okay, was there anybody under? Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, was there any girls under the age of 20? And then that's when he said, I like all women. Like, no.
just lie.
Just say she was 24.
You know what I'm saying? Now's the time to lie, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's cutoff is 18. You can't do that. Okay? So you gotta go straight for 21. You know what I'm saying? Yo, 21, that's all I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gotta be true. But nigga, just say it.
Yo, if I was alright, Kelly, I would have been on there like anything under 45. Ew.
You know what I'm saying? Ew. That is disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son. But yo, he did drop a couple of jewels in there, though.
What'd he say?
Like, what'd he say? Like, look, man, with all the shit I'd have been through, it would be stupid for me to hold women as hostages.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Like, nigga, like, yo, he said, I'm holding these women against their will, locking them in the basement, not feeding them, unless they want to go get some shoes down the street from their uncle.
That's what he messed up. Wait a minute. So you... Wait, how you give us a specific scenario, dog? No, again, no, dog.
Like, come look, man, you're going way into too much detail.
Why would I be holding a girl against they will unless we get in an argument one night and she break out the house and go down the street to Checkers, but she brought me back a burger too? Like, wait a minute, dog.
I got this girl locked up in the red teddy, and she know I like the black one. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on.
I was laying in the bed, right? I just woke up, and I woke up right when it said the R. Kelly interview. I turned to, what was it? The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, the R. Kelly interview is going to air now on CBS. I went straight to CBS, and it was just coming on.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there. And I'm listening to him, and he was like, why would I lock a woman up? He's making sense and everything. And then I'm like, yo. Then he busts out in that scenario, and I'm like, okay, maybe she want to go out and get some shoes. Then he kept going to her uncle's, like, oh my God.
Yo, that's one of them.
Yeah. I sit up on that part. Like
damn, chief. Hey, yo, my nigga, stop, man.
Yo, my man got up, man. My man was yelling, yo.
Okay, so here's my thing about it, right? So when they cut back, I watched it this morning.
Uh-huh.
So when they cut back to Gail in the studio, the white woman is like, oh, I was so afraid for you. Did you ever think he was going to hit you? His temperament is so revealing, the way he's pounding his fists and yelling. Like, first of all, bitch, have you ever in any interview thought a nigga was going to hit you?
Right.
Fuck no. Don't say no stupid shit like that. Second of all, his temperament, he believes y'all accusing him of something that he didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to jail. You think he's not going to be angry and emotional about that shit?
You know what would have been crazy? If that was another white lady interviewing him, she would have been like, yes, I was petrified.
Oh my God. I peed my pants a little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. This shit is dumb.
Yo, Gail was like, no, I wasn't worried about him hitting me.
It was like, no, you punk bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hell nah, man.
Y'all gotta chill out, man. Is this camera still rolling? They put makeup on him.
Yeah, come on, man. Stop, dog.
Yeah, he was going far.
On the Breakfast Club, they talking about, yeah, he's a monster and all that shit. Like, yo, we've seen the videos. We saw the marriage certificate. Nigga, you talking about shit in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
We talking about shit now. That's why he acting like that. Like, nigga, he feel like he ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, and also, with that shit in the 90s and the marriage certificate and the video, y'all had y'all shot to do something about that. Y'all ain't do a goddamn thing.
Nothing.
Nigga, don't bring that shit up no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they let all, like, at the height of it, they just let all that rock.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fuck it.
that nigga, hey, oh well. You know what I'm saying? Well, oh, but we're going to keep talking about it. Like, man, go ahead with that bullshit, man. Yo, I'm officially back to the point where I don't care, man. I really don't give a fuck, man. Like, nigga, so what?
Yeah, man. Like, I be posting stuff. People be trying to have conversations. I'm like, nah, I don't care. This is entertainment.
Yep, that's it, man. Like, yo, if you take it as anything else, man, you a dummy. Like, nigga, this is just straight up funny shit.
Yeah, like, I'm not about to get right. Yo, people be really riled up and ready to go to war for people they never met in their life just because they made a song they like. It's crazy. Like, yeah. Dog, your song ain't that fire. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, let it go.
It's a damn song.
I gave you my fucking career. Nigga, so? Nigga. A lot of years. Niggas made songs, nigga.
30 years of my life.
I don't know, but 12 play is still my shit.
Yeah, 12 play. Is, but I'm saying though, like, if we never had a 12 play, we would have never knew not to that it was dope. Like,
yeah,
life would have still went on.
Yeah, just like if nothing happens to R. Kelly for this time, life still gonna go on, nigga.
Yep, and people still gonna be getting abused.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers up here jumping out the window on some shit that the chicks that they say is happening to say it ain't happening.
Yeah, they coming on Friday.
Yeah, doing it like ain't none of this happening. But y'all still jumping out the window on this shit, man. Like, yo, man, find something better to do.
But what's crazy is they gonna say that the chicks are brainwashed.
Yeah, yo, that's the Stockholm syndrome and all this shit. Like, come on, man.
But when it's the other way around, you believe everything they say. Like, they could get brainwashed then.
You know, like, come on, man. Like, no, come on, man. We got to stop picking and choosing, dog. Like, look, man, when you as a parent, you say my daughter's being held hostage at R. Kelly's house. You know it's yet.
Yeah.
Nikki, you can go get her. Ain't nobody called the cops. Ain't nobody run over there trying to bust R. Kelly's ass.
Right.
How much of a hostage is she? If she going shopping and shit and coming back to the house.
Yeah.
If she on TV defending this nigga, how much of a hostage is she, man?
That's like, that's like what somebody wanna, they just put it in their head that you this and they just wanna.
Yeah, they just wanna run with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want R. Kelly to be something. Cause he went on trial, got acquitted. Everybody seen the video. We want this nigga to be something so I can say anything about him and somebody's going to believe it.
Yeah.
Because they want him to be something, man. Look, sometimes it ain't like that, dog.
Yeah, that's wild. Now we had to jump into MJ, Michael Jackson. You didn't see it, huh?
Man, I suffered through an hour and a half of that bullshit.
Dog, I did the same thing. Like, it wasn't what I expected to be. It was mad boring, and I was...
First of all, it was... The first part I watched was an hour too long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care about them niggas.
Yeah, they was like trying to go through their back, niggas.
You know what I'm saying? They telling the whole story up to this nigga. I don't care. I really don't care about your life, B.
Yeah.
Nigga, give me the good shit. So I can decide whether you lying or not. You know what I'm saying?
Duh, they was not convincing at all.
Yo, I kept... Look, all right. Me and my wife watching this shit, she's sitting behind me, right?
Uh-huh.
Nigga, if you was in that room, you would have loved to see how many times we turned to look at each other like with the, this nigga look. You know what I'm saying? This nigga. You know what I'm saying? We kept doing that through the whole hour and a half we watched, you know? Yo, I do not believe these dudes, man.
Duh, when somebody's sitting on TV telling you Michael Jackson made them bend over and he was fondling their booty and jacking off and you don't feel no kind of way, come on, dog.
The amount of love and admiration they mothers had telling the story of Michael Jackson. That wasn't crazy to nobody. They talking about the shit that they went through with Michael Jackson, smiling and laughing and talking about how much of a great person he is after they supposedly molested their son's butthole.
Right.
Nigga, who does that?
It, dog, the whole thing was just, dog, I watched movies that we know it as fiction. I got more emotional in Game of Thrones episodes.
Nigga, I got more emotional when D-Baby died. I mean, when G-Baby died in Hardball, nigga.
Dog, it would just suck. All right, the part that really got me, like, at the end of the, because, like, I couldn't stay focused on it because it was just so boring.
Yeah.
So then I just gave up after that first hour and a half. But I watched the end of the second half, like from the middle to the end.
Yeah.
And the end took me off the whole thing when the nigga was burning memorabilia from back then.
That you still have.
You still got the you set this up to burn it for the documentary?
My nigga, I said the same thing. You say this shit happened from when you was like 7 to 14, right?
Yeah.
You in a documentary holding up jewelry that he gave you.
Right.
You still got the recordings of the interviews y'all did on the private plane and shit. Nigga, why?
Dog, this nigga still had the Michael Jackson jacket.
Yeah, why? Why do you still have this if this man violated you the way that you say he did?
You know how old that Michael Jackson Barbie doll is?
Nigga, who got that still?
Yeah, the glove. Dog, he had the glove. Dog, I got extra heated. I'm like, nigga, you know how much money I could have got from that?
Really? You sell that. You sell that, dog.
Yo, when he showed the jacket, I was like, don't show that bit in the fire the next scene. They showed it in the fire, dog. My heart sunk.
Yo, you say that shit to burn it for a documentary, my nigga.
For a doc, you put all this in a box and was like, yo. Yeah.
After, you know what I'm saying? After your man that's telling the story with you testified that nothing happened.
Yo,
but now Michael Jackson's dead. Both you niggas out here talking like bitches, right?
Yo, I was baffled.
Nigga, I was so confused, dog. Like, yo, man, all right. When he say he'll make them sit at the edge of the bed and spread their butt cheeks while he jacked off, right?
Yeah.
And then every now and then he'll come and put his tongue in his butthole, right?
Yeah.
Nigga, from 7 to 14, at 7 years old, anybody fucking with your butt, my nigga, you know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You going to your mom in the next room, you going to tell somebody, right? If this man's violating you so much, why y'all keep coming back there?
And why nobody ever, why the parents never went to the room like, yo, for a late night snack to, you know, check up, nothing?
Can we sleep in here too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, man. That shit don't make no, look, here's three things that make me not want to come back to your house. My nigga, you want me to spread my butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, you put your tongue in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, you at the other side of the bed jacking off. I don't want to come back here, mom. This nigga's weird.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy. Man,
yo, all right, first of all, I should have laughed, but when he basically said, when Michael Jackson was sucking my dick, right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, anybody start off a conversation like that, I'm going to laugh.
Yes.
Like, for real, man. Like, damn. That's some shit for you, right? Well, he say he used to take his hands and put them on his head. I remember his hair feel like a Brillo pad.
Yeah.
Nigga, you lying. Everybody know that nigga hair was luxurious, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson had that Hawaiian silky.
You know
he should have said he maybe put his hand on his pubes and it felt like a Brillo pad.
And I still think that shit is pressed. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man. I was like, nah, bro. This nigga's lying, son. Oh, yo, this is how much of a bad person I am, right? When he won the dance contest in Australia,
uh-huh.
I was like, yo, man, he wasn't that good.
You stupid.
Like, yo, man, he shouldn't have won. He shouldn't have won. That shit wasn't good. That shit wasn't good at all.
He said that man's dance moves weren't good. Then he tried to steal the limelight from Mike and to stay on the stage and dance.
Hey, yo, the other little dude I still crack up because his name is Safe Chuck. He was like, he wasn't a fan of Michael Jackson.
What?
But then after you meet him, you out here doing all these dances and shit. like, nigga, wait a minute. What happened? I thought you wasn't a fan.
Yo. And then where the hell is Macaulay Culkin if all this happened? If y'all was getting molested, Macaulay would have been getting molested.
Yo, Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, he used to carry Webster around like a baby, my nigga. Like, come on, son. Where Webster's? Yo, Corey Feldman.
Yo, Webster. That nigga, Webster would have been like, what you talk about, Willis?
No, that's Arnold.
Arnold?
Yeah. Arnold Drummond.
Man, what's his stage name?
That's his stage name is Arnold Drummond, nigga.
They didn't call him Arnold. It was Webster and the other nigga.
Arnold. Gary Coleman.
Yeah, Gary Coleman. Say Gary Coleman, man.
Nigga, it was Arnold.
Ain't nobody man. Say Arnold.
His character's name was Arnold when he said, what you talking about, Willis?
Man, only name I know is Gary Coleman.
Nigga, you know Willis.
I never watched that show. I just remember what you talking about, Willis.
About Willis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that whole Michael Jackson thing, man, it was like they were talking about this the damaging. It wasn't, man.
Yo, that shit was whack.
Yeah, y'all like, messed that up.
Y'all could have said that.
You should have been out there like R. Kelly was. That's how you should have been.
You know, just like you said, man, to solidify it after 30 years or 28 years or something like that, you decide to burn the shit. Fuck out of here, B.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, you took that off your wall. You was mad you had to burn it.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's funny to me, though, that the people that hate R. Kelly are defending Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was real weird.
I'm like, wait a minute, man. We're kind of dealing with the same thing here, bro.
Yeah.
What y'all love, Mike?
Yo, that was crazy. And that Oprah interview threw me off at the end.
I didn't even watch that.
Yo, Oprah had to get to the bag for that, dog.
Who she interviewed?
She interviewed the dudes.
And okay.
She was in a room. It came on after part two, and she was in a room full of sexual abuse victims. That were when they were little to when they now they grown, and the whole audience was people who's been abused.
Yeah, was R. Kelly in there?
Oh no, he wasn't in there.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. And they was, like, just retelling the story again. And I'm like, dang, Oprah? Because somebody put a post up with Oprah with, like, 10 jet covers with Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, so they was cool.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit threw me, man. I'm like, yo, this shit is whack, dude.
Yo, this year started off with a bag, huh?
Yeah, man.
Only 3 months in.
Yeah, I done bought 4 pair of shoes.
Oh, you wildin'.
Really?
Man, really, I bought 1 pair. I might send them back, though.
Really? You send me a picture, it's your fault.
Yeah. I might send them back, even though there's only 80.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that 80 in my account already.
Hell no.
Hey, sad nigga say your Tahoe bugging. He on Instagram wearing wigs and shit. I said, that's true, valid. I am bugging. But what's worse, 4 niggas in a room not doing nothing, but worried about what another nigga doing, or that nigga not giving a fuck about what they say, he just off doing him. See, that's niggas' problem. They so worried about what another nigga gonna say, they don't do nothing until they find out whether it's cool or not. Niggas scared to let a girl write, my nigga. They scared niggas gonna talk about, it. Oh, sucker for love. Niggas scared to walk down the block with their kids. Family man, niggas scared. That's why I said it's a difference between a drug dealer and a hustler. A drug dealer gotta see another drug dealer. Oh, he got chains, he got a car, he got girls all around him. Oh, it's cool to go be a drug dealer. I'm gonna go be a drug dealer. A hustler don't give a fuck about what's cool or not, nigga. He sell books, he sell fireworks, this nigga sell mixtapes. This nigga, man, I sell your bitch a dream she keep her eyes closed long enough. Cause what you say don't validate me, nigga. You can't tell me how to do me, nigga. I'm gonna do me regardless.
Yo, President Trump serve more fast food to North Dakota State.
Nah, man.
Yeah, you ain't see it?
Nuh-uh.
Mad Big Macs, Chick-fil-A, hella, what you call it? Hella fries. I think he's just trying to make everybody unhealthy like him.
Yeah, North Dakota State. What'd they win?
Guess what I'm saying. Was it a basketball? What kind of champion league was this?
North Dakota was like Batman or something.
Man, he was like the hell with waiting for just the big things. I'm trying to get everybody flabby and sick.
North Dakota State.
And what could
I? I'm mad they was up there cheesing.
Yeah, they happy to get the shit. Was it the softball team, probably?
Donald Trump, McDonald's. I know this is probably going to bring up the Super Bowl joint. Oh, college athletes. Can Trump at least serve today's elite college athletes? Fast food once again served the White House sports event with Trump. And they look at they smelling ass faces. Man, that's what I hate.
No, you don't want that shit.
I ain't gonna lie though. If I was there, would you go if you was on a team and y'all got invited to the White House?
Not for this presidency.
I would go.
Why? Because you're gonna steal something.
Yeah, because I want, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be a fool. I just want to cut up.
See, but I already got something from the White House though.
What you steal?
I didn't steal nothing.
What'd you take from the White House, man?
Nigga, I said I'd tell you later.
Oh. Yo, Trump encouraged the team to go and eat up.
Of course you did. You ain't pay for it.
What was it? Trump was well publicized. What team is this?
Was it on the tables again?
Yeah. And he took another photo.
I'd be mad that you served me cold fast food, son.
No, but this time they had the little lights, the heater lights.
Man, you can't heat up no fucking fries like that.
Yo, them hoes got to be a direct.
Yo, straight out the bags.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I ain't gonna lie, though. I would have went, man. I wouldn't have been smiling. Well, I probably would have been smiling in the picture to troll. But I'll be heated. Like, they'll be like, yo, where your boy go? I would have went down to the main kitchen. Like, yo, can I get a gourmet meal?
Y'all niggas got some lobster, some steak in here, something.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, who cooking? Hey, where the cooking house at? I need that real food. Like, if I come to the White House, I deserve gourmet lobster and shrimp and steak, you know what I'm saying? From the finest chefs around the world.
Yo, my tax money pay for that shit.
I want Salt Bae in there, sprinkling the salt on my joints. Yes. The hell? You gonna give me some meat? I could get McDonald's anytime.
Nigga, you better feed me some shit I can't pronounce.
Yeah. It's the Gorgia Gorgia.
Yeah, well, not that bad.
Yeah, I need that Gorgia.
Yo, you ever had lamb chops?
Man, everybody had lamb chops.
Man, I ain't had none in a while. I had them for my anniversary. I ain't like them.
I thought he was about to say, they were the best lamb chops I ever had.
Nah, yo, I forgot they only cook them a certain way.
Oh.
And I don't like my shit like that. I like my shit the way the Greeks do it and burn that shit.
So they had it where, like, the blood was coming out?
Yeah, it was, like, medium rare.
Yo, everybody's so bougie online, like, on Twitter. They be talking about, nah, you can't eat no food well done. Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all, like, y'all vampires now? Y'all, like, blood coming out your stuff?
For real, man, like, that shit is nasty, B. Like, and it's hard to chew that shit.
Yo, I can't get over looking at blood on my plate.
Like, you cut some shit open, man, and just see all that shit. I'm like, yo, man, y'all killing me with this shit.
Y'all some nasty-ass people out there.
Hell yeah, man, medium rare. You fucking savages, nigga. You eat your homeboy.
Dang.
Just bite it, nigga. Yeah, that shit went far.
And, yo, remember last week we talked about the gloves and the salad?
Yeah.
Man, I'm starting to think y'all bring your own damn gloves to these restaurants.
Yo, niggas do that. Wait. It happened again?
Man, I was looking for a picture for the show, and I couldn't find the dude who posted it. So I just typed in glove and a salad, and it was hella people with gloves and they damn salad.
Nah, man. Nah. They putting them shits in there.
Yeah, y'all being stupid like the slap a baby with the cheese challenge.
Yo,
people are bug out.
Yo. First of all, how did that start? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I was going through Instagram stories, man. I see the chick. Yo, she slapped the piss out of that baby with that damn cheese.
Hey, yo, like, for real, the look on the baby face be fucking me up, man. Like, this thing is like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, I see this chick chasing her baby around the house. It was whining. It was a toddler. He was trying to get the hell out of there. His mama just kept slapping him with that cheese, dog. And she was just giggling it up.
Yo, man, but this proves how fucking stupid people are, man. Why are you doing this?
Doug.
I don't know who did it first,
but I don't know why you assholes kept repeating this shit.
I'm so perplexed, dog.
Yo, man.
Can you imagine, dog? I'm telling you, dog. Me and my mom would have had to catch a fade 20 years later.
Yeah, yo, let me find that tape.
Yep.
Yo, we going through family shit, and I see you slap me with some fucking cheese. I'm gonna look at you like you crazy.
Nah, matter of fact, I'm getting the government cheese and cutting off a brick.
A brick of that chunk. Yo, and coming full force with that bitch.
Remember this?
I was saying, yo, this shit was funny when I couldn't do nothing about it, huh? Take this cheese now.
Yo, this world is crazy.
Man, that shit's fucked up.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to myself. I'm down to 201.
All right.
I ain't been 201 since middle school.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I think someone give a shout out to myself.
Yo, 201, I'm about to be out here, dog. I probably need to get... I think I'm good where I'm at. I think I just need to build more muscles.
What's today?
Today is...
Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
By Monday, you got to be under 200. Now, you ain't got to stay there. Just say you did it.
Yo, if I get under 200, that's going to look crazy.
No, I'm saying 199.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to go to 190, but...
Oh, okay.
When I get on the scale, see under 200. I don't think I ever seen under 200.
Ah, damn.
Well, I know like in probably high school, but...
Yeah.
That's crazy, dog. I can't believe it. And all it is I'm just not like I still like order a whole Chinese dinner. You know what I'm saying? But it's like few and far in between. Like I say 5 to 6 days out the week, I'm eating just straight clean. Oh, and then right. if I'm not eating the right stuff, I won't eat it all at one time.
Yeah.
I'll like eat a little bit. And save it, and then eat a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm burning it off between the when I'm not eating it, instead of just eating all of it and laying
the down. Yeah. Oh, God. That was a bad choice.
Yeah, I ain't doing that to myself. So I mean that it's easy, bro. And then like once you've been doing it so long, you learn how to manipulate the scale. Like I know what to do to get under to lose a pound, because I'm losing a pound a day right now.
Yeah.
So I know if I order Chinese food, I'll probably put 2 pounds on. But then I'll lose that the next day. Like, it's easy out here, man. I'm about to have abs in no time.
Word, son.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Abernacles.
I'm just scared because I don't want my face to sink in. I don't want my face to shrink, dog.
Oh, man, you got to get a little Skeletor every now and again.
Man, like my face right where it's at. I don't want the people see me like, ooh, you got the virus. Yo,
this nigga's sick.
You know what I'm saying? Looking like 50 when he was going for that movie role.
Yo, that shit was disgusting.
Yeah, I ain't trying to have a sunk face.
Hell no.
Let's see. What was I finna say? I had something to say about something. Another reason. You ever went on a cruise?
Nah, not yet.
I just got another confirmation I had to get my black ass on the cruise.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah. Why the waves knocking niggas around on the boat, man?
Yeah, after seeing that shit started wavering my cruise taking ability. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, man. Like, this shit just started. Like, they sitting at a table drinking this shit, and the motherfucker just started sliding away.
Dog.
Like, nah, B.
I'm already sketchy about the water.
Yo, in the middle of the ocean, my nigga?
Yo.
In the middle. Now you can't see nothing but water. Nah, son.
Yeah, them people looking miserable as hell on the floor.
Man, yo, it's like food start running out and shit. Motherfucker, you know them bathrooms start getting clogged up. My nigga's gonna be an outbreak of hepatitis and shit.
Dog, I'm straight panicking.
Man, fuck yeah.
I can't take it. Y'all better see, drop me off on an island.
Man, give me one of them boats.
I can't do the little boat either. Nuh-uh. I can't do nothing rocking. I ain't trying to rock at all. We ain't rocking no boats around here.
Hell, duh.
Matter of fact, Dominican Luke going on a cruise. He leave tomorrow.
God damn, Dominican Lou.
Yeah.
That nigga stay doing some shit.
Yeah. It's going to get ugly when he come back, too, because he want to go have some fine dining. And I'm about to hit all the spots.
Oh, he taking you with him?
Oh, no. When he come back, he want me to take him because they leaving out of here in Port Canaveral.
Oh, okay.
But when the crews get back, he said to get back Sunday around noon. So they're going to be out here for a couple of days.
Oh, is he paying?
Oh, for the food?
Yeah.
Man, you know black people. He going to be like, man, I just spent all my money on these crews.
Hey, nah, man. Dominican Lou got money, son.
I know he do. He be spending money. You know what I'm saying? That boy get all the pays. You know what I'm saying? What you call it? Off BAHBAS.
You know what I'm saying? All that hazard pay for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stipends and probably pay for the cruise.
They will say he's still getting drill sergeant pay.
Yeah. No, he on call drill sergeant pay. yo, I've been seeing a lot of things about 6ix9ine snitching.
Yeah.
And I wonder what you think about, all right, there's half the people saying that him snitching will hurt his fan base and nobody will listen to him no more. And the other half is like, these kids don't care.
Yes.
I'm on the side of these kids don't give a damn about that.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care at all. That's the thing about it, man. The niggas that's not going to listen to him is niggas that's already not listening to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers that still live by a certain code and ethics. These niggas these days don't do that shit. They don't care.
And then I heard something real profound that Casanova two times said.
Casanova?
Yeah, he was on. Hey, don't say that. Say two times. he was on Instagram live, and they asked him a question about, no, Meek Mill came in the live, and he was like, hey, Cass, y'all still rock with 6ix9ine in New York? So Cass was like, yeah. They was like, they still play him in the club. It's still popping out here. Like, nobody cares. Like, his fans don't care about that. And then he made a good point when he was like, the goons that was around 6ix9ine, they knew he wasn't cut from that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you expect him to do when it got hard? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, y'all already knew he wasn't from the streets. So why are you rocking with a dude that's not from the streets?
Yep, doing street shit with him.
Yeah.
Knowing if it go bad, what's going to happen?
So I was like, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to bring me around when I tell you I'm telling? Like,
okay, man. I ain't cut for this.
You know what I'm saying?
Still thinking like, look, man, this is not what I do, man. I just want to rap. Okay. I'm doing it with y'all, I guess.
Like, why you think I hired y'all?
You know what I'm saying? Well, nigga, it's time to go to jail. I will not be doing that.
Yeah, I will not be doing that. The whole reason of hiring goons is so I ain't got to be one because I'm not.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. So y'all eat that time, man.
You know what I'm saying? Take that.
But I hope it ain't true that one of the stipulations is when he gets out, he can't rap. I hope he still can rap so he can show these fools that he going to go platinum again.
Yeah.
Especially like, dude, look at his fan base. Just a bunch of little suburban kids. Like, what you expect them to care about all that other crap for?
How you gonna tell a motherfucker he can't rap?
Huh?
How you gonna tell somebody he can't rap?
Oh, you're talking about the court?
Yeah.
Yeah, can they do that?
Not look here, man. Because this is the only job you ever had, so.
Right.
How you gonna stop me from doing that?
Because one of your defenses is you're taking away my livelihood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't stop him from rapping.
Yeah, not at all.
You could tell me to stop doing stupid stuff, but rapping? Nah, bro.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, would it be funny if he was putting out records of witness protection?
Under, what was the name? 699, now he 96.
Yo, that'd be hilarious.
And he ain't even changed it to Tekashi. It's Tekashi 96. That's not him.
That ain't me. Yo, if I was him, I'd be in blackface too.
Oh, damn.
Can you be in blackface if you Mexican?
Does he have to go Puerto Rican face?
I mean, because it is, yo, no, he can say I'm in my own face because it's dark Mexicans and dark Puerto Ricans. It's dark, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm just being a darker version of Mexican.
Nigga, I'm an Aztec.
Yeah, which I go do there. That's like a black person going blackface. I'm just going darker, B.
No, nigga, this is foundation.
Yo, did you see that video of Mike Tyson?
Doing what?
Throwing them vicious punches.
Oh, you mean every video Mike Tyson's ever been on?
No, I'm talking about a recent video.
Oh, no.
Dog, Mike Tyson look like he 19 again.
Oh, he still got it.
Dog, run up on Mike if you want to, dog.
Nigga, I wouldn't run up on Mike for anything. Son.
Dog, Mike look like if you put the video side by side from now and then, you don't know which is which.
Yo, like, did he lose some weight?
I don't know. All I seen was ferocious, just vicious punches and the speed of a gazelle.
All I saw was a heavy bag screaming and crying, nigga.
But it was like in a restaurant with a bunch of like, it was like, looked like he was in Japan or something.
Oh,
and I guess somebody was like, hey, this, you know what I'm saying? Do you still got it? And he showed the whole room. I still got it.
I'm about to watch that video.
Don, I'm mad the people around him were standing so close. Nah, bro.
Yo, you get knocked out from the wind from that motherfucker.
Dog, them mugs was ferocious.
Yo, it's Mike. I am Mike, my nigga.
Yeah, man. It was mad crazy. Like we talked about a couple episodes ago, Kanye with the Sunday service.
Oh, he's still holding church out, yeah?
Dog. This time he had him singing like secular songs. But in the church, yo, why every like rap or R&B song in the church tone sound 10 times better?
I don't know.
He had him singing that, ever do you want me, ever do you want it, however do you need it. And he had him singing some other joints.
That's a dope song, though.
Yeah, it sound fire when the choir did it.
Damn.
And God bless North's heart, because she ain't have a lick of rhythm.
Yo, man, she's seven.
Bruh. Well, her little homegirl next to her.
Oh.
No, well, I'm saying, you know, she was Beyonce.
Her parents probably don't care about her as much as North's parents do.
She probably twerking in her bedroom. You know,
like, look, my 5-year old now be dancing.
Uh-huh.
No rhythm at all. I'm like, I'm doing all right.
Oh, and I was thinking about something, man. I was thinking about when people talk about here's a celebrity and they got, well, if you had this much money and if everybody wanted to get with you, it would be hard for you too. But I started thinking about it. I was like, dog, it's always the same 20 to 30 celebrities getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad celebrities out here. There's always the same ones in the news. We know Chris Brown going to come up in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We know the game going to do something stupid.
Yo, after a certain point, you're putting yourself in this position.
Yeah, it's the same one. So, it's not the money and the fame. It's the dumbass person.
Yo, it's stupid fucking decisions, man. Yeah. That's it.
Because we never hear nothing like about no... Like, we never hear, like, what's the one dude that played Black Panther?
Oh, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. You don't never hear, you know, Michael B. Jordan, too. Then they're, yeah, like, yeah. 19. Like,
they had no problems, B.
Yeah, it's always the same 30 people that you stay away from in the room.
Yeah, yo, like, this shit ain't hard. Yo, why is R. Kelly broke?
Duh, that is I am bewildified.
Befuddled.
I already used that. I had to find a new one.
Okay, okay.
Yo, I'm bewildered, man.
First of all, nigga, he ain't had a hundred. Nigga, yo, you made so much money.
So much.
So much money. You ain't got $100,000 and got out of jail.
Even if you signed away your publishing, you still do all them tours.
You know what I'm saying?
You was just in Africa with a crowd the size of goddamn Super Bowl.
How much is they paying you, my nigga?
Yo, that's wild.
You're like, come on. Then now he in jail now because he ain't got $160 to pay his child support.
Damn. Yeah, they making sure he get back in jail.
Yo, oh, they gonna get it for something. Believe that. They gonna get it for something. Just like they did OJ. We gonna get you for something, man. It might not be what we want to get you for. We gonna get you for something.
Dog, even if you got $10,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do some major spending to get rid of that 10,000. Like, you just got to be out there ignorant.
Yo, man.
Millions?
Yo, it's hard to spend money, man. That much money? What is you doing, bruh? Like, I really don't get it, dog. Like, what is you doing, man?
All them NBA players and stuff, they just blew through all that money.
Come on, dog. At some point, you got to be like, hey, yo. This shit gotta stop.
Dog, it's gotta be too, like the people around them that's supposed to be controlling their funds, like the financial advisors, they gotta be like transferring 30 mil here.
Yeah, they gotta be robbing them niggas, man, because there's no other way. Okay, question on Breakfast Club today.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it, if you start getting money like that, do you owe people stuff?
Oh.
Like people in your family, you know what I'm saying? Do you owe them because you made it?
My thing is, you don't owe anybody nothing. You don't even owe you kind of owe your kids because you made them come here.
Yeah.
But you don't owe nobody nothing. But I feel like, why wouldn't I want to try to put my people in a better position?
Yeah. But see, that's there's a difference between helping you and just giving you shit. You know what I'm saying? If I can put you in a position for you to make money, then that's better for both of us. But I'm not just going to just give you shit on the strength of, nigga, you need it. You know what I'm saying? Like Meek Mill said, if I give my cousin $10,000, now I got to give his mama $20,000 because she used to babysit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I see it like, all right, let's say I won $100 million tomorrow in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I know people in my family that I can beat it into their head what to do to keep this money and make more money, and they still is going to blow everything I set off and blow the money.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not just going to not give them money because I know that's what they're going to do with it. I'm going to give them what I have to give them.
Mm-hmm. And then you're done.
Yeah,
though.
I'm done. Like, you got it.
You know, first of all, don't let you, like you said, don't get in your mind. I don't owe you a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But I can do for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I could do some shit for you. But it's not gonna always be like that.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, I'm gonna get you that first time. You be like, hey, yo, man, yo, this it. Don't ask me for shit.
Was they on the Breakfast Club? Was they talking about that 2 Chainz and Meek Mill and LeBron?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. 2 Chainz wasn't trying to hear none of that. He was like, man, I'm giving my people money. Like, everybody else in the room was like, nah, I ain't trying to. I think 2 Chainz was like the only one.
Yeah, I ain't giving nobody shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take care of people, but everybody else, man, yeah, miss me with that bullshit.
I think I'm going to go. Well, it kind of depends on how much money I got, though.
Yeah.
Because if I won that dude who won the, he cashed out his ticket. Yeah, he got $800 million cash, dog.
Yeah.
If I had $800 million cash, yeah, the whole family, mom and dad side, is getting money.
Yeah.
$800, dog. Matter of fact, I don't even have to give y'all money from the money I won. I could give you money from the interest.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Interest alone is like on $800 million?
On $1 million, you make $50,000 a year.
Dog, so times 8. Come on, bro.
But I'm not going to keep giving it to you, though.
Oh, no, but I'm going to give you enough where you straight. I ain't going to give you I ain't gonna give you $1,500.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you might need to knock out a couple light bills and you straight.
No, the minimum I'm giving, if I had $800 million, the minimum I'm giving is $1 million. Everybody getting at least $1 million. And then I'm going to find a way. I'm going to have the best financial advisors in the world and all that.
See?
So that the money I give you is just going to be a tax write-off anyway.
That's that bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga, nah. Yo, Dominican Lou, me and Dominican Lou said, if we won that much money, we'd give you $1 million to $2 million.
Uh-huh.
You're like, nigga, that ain't enough.
Oh, nah, oh. Not for me. Nah.
For but me? You can give $1 million to everybody else.
Yeah, I'm talking about the people who, like, I don't, you my cousin, but I don't talk to you that much.
Oh, they still get a meal?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's my family.
Nigga, shit.
But, like, the people I talk to, y'all gonna be with me anyway. So y'all gonna have, like, $100 million, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, y'all coming with me to the place and we gonna sit down and show how your money to turn to $800 million like I got. But, like, the ones we friends on Facebook, but I ain't got your phone number. Huh?
By buying a lottery ticket? We gonna talk about buying lottery tickets.
No, $800, you know how much, but, man, when you rich, man, money comes to you easy.
Yeah, it should. I can't say the same for R. Kelly.
First of all, I already told y'all what I'm going to do on a podium. I'm going to put out my website so y'all can pay a subscription to follow my journey with this $800 million. You know how many people going to sign up for that? Because everybody want to know what the person with money, what he do with the money.
Yep.
Dog, live streaming, $10 membership a month. So you're going to have at least 20,000 people sign up to that. It's going to be crazy. That alone is going to make me another, dog. I got this done all figured out.
What the? I had somebody sending me porn.
Yep, because you probably requested it.
Mm-mm. I don't even know what hookup books is.
Hookup books. Yo, is meat overrated?
Meat overrated?
Think about it. Meat is not really that good. It's the condiments and the spices and the sauces and the lettuce and the tomatoes.
Yeah. No, because I tried that veggie burger shit and I ain't like it.
Which one you try though?
Just a straight up veggie burger.
Oh, no, you got to try that Dr. Prager's.
Like that Beyond Meat shit or something like that?
Dog, the one I be showing y'all on Instagram, Dr. Prager's, that's hands down tastes better than a hamburger, period.
You're like, but this is at a restaurant, yo.
I don't care. Dr. Prager's tastes better than any hamburger. Because it's so flavorful. A hamburger is not flavorful until you add all them sauces.
Yeah.
So if you strip, like if I, my burger's already flavorful and then I add the, boy.
Yo, but that, okay, vegetables ain't flavorful. You got to add shit to them.
Yeah, but it's not meat. And it tastes better than meat.
Vegetables?
I'm talking about when they put it into the burger form.
Oh. I'm talking about just straight up vegetables without no seasoning on it. That shit is bland as fuck.
I mean, but a burger just as bland though with no seasoning.
Not without no ketchup.
Man, if you ever ate some meat with somebody who don't know how to cook meat right.
That shit is disgusting.
Yeah.
That shit is disgusting.
So I just think we're being bamboozled, man.
I think we're being bamboozled any way it go. like you ever watch that shit, what shouldn't I eat?
Nah.
Or what should I eat or something. It was some documentary on PBS, man. You know what you should eat? Absolutely fucking nothing, man. Like everything was bad.
You gotta grow your own shit.
Yo, even that's bad.
Nah, because if you grow it yourself, you putting it straight to the earth.
But you growing it out of bad earth.
Come on, man. It's better. Yeah. It's still better than adding dioxide phosphate in it.
What?
Yeah, that's right. You don't even know what you're eating.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to spell that.
Yo, I need y'all to go follow The Food Babe on Instagram. It will scare the hell out of you.
Yo, that's, I don't watch that type of shit.
Dog, she goes toe-to-toe with, like, huge companies like McDonald's, and she shows you the difference between the ingredients in the fries in McDonald's and the ingredients in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, the ingredients in the UK is like potatoes, vegetable oil, sunflower seeds.
You can recognize it.
Yeah, salt. Like, you know what it is. Nigga, over here is canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil, sodium acid for phosphate, dismeclocyxane. And what's crazy is she go to war. Like, she take these people to court. And she won. She won the case. But the court gives them a year to change the recipe.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we know you can continue killing these niggas for a year, but then y'all got to act straight.
Yo, that's some bullshit.
But overseas, like, their regulations are stiffer. They don't play that.
Yeah. Over there, like over, we've learned this about through the political process, man. Over in those countries and in different countries, they actually care about their people.
Yeah.
America does not. All they care about is fucking money.
That's crazy.
Yo, and everything is to make a dollar at your fucking expense. We're going to feed you this bullshit, and then we're going to feed you this bullshit medicine to make the problem worse.
Dang. What's crazy is Domino's Pizza, right? They use this thing, stuff called phase oil. They used it to grease the pan for the hand-tossed pizzas and the cheesy breads and sandwiches and stuff. But it's a cheap shortcut because it's cheap. When all instead of using just healthy olive oil. And yeah. The ingredients in the stuff they use to ship up the pan is the Mali polysalixane is the main ingredient in silly putty.
Whoa.
And filler fluid in breast implants.
God. Yo, that's like Gatorade.
Mm.
There's something in Gatorade that started off as like a flame retardant.
Damn.
Like they put it on shit so it won't catch on fire. And nigga, we drinking it?
Yo, that's nuts. What's even crazier about this is she shows the court papers where they try to like smear her name and stuff. Like, dude, how you trying to discredit me when you out here just trying to kill people just for a profit?
Because we making money. Ain't nobody gonna stop this money, B.
Yo, that is nuts, bruh.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. Yo, but it's in everything, dog. Like, yo, they can make a car that'll last forever. Mm-hmm. But they're not gonna do it.
Nope.
Cause you gotta buy another one.
Just like them damn shoes, them UGG joints. They was like, yo, these mugs is lasting too long. We ain't making enough money. We gotta make them destructible.
You know what I'm saying? Cut them up. Yo, like, man. Like, you don't think they can't make a car that's indestructible?
I know they can, dog.
You know what I'm saying? But all these cars got recalls and the brakes going out and shit like, because they don't care about us. And they care about money.
What's crazy is like when you start going to these places like Chamberlain's and stuff and buying the foods, it's just straight ingredients that you can understand. Mm-hmm. Like now I get the noodles. That's just all it is noodles and water. And yeah, like wheat, noodles, water. Like that's it. It's like three ingredients. You could tell the difference, but it's like not like a difference like, oh my God, I can't eat this. So they can do it. And it's less ingredients, but I guess when you add all that extra stuff, you can make more bulk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, stretch it out.
Yeah, stretch it out.
Man, make more money off of it.
That's crazy, bro. It ain't never gonna change because we don't want to change.
Yeah, nah. It's so convenient
mm-hmm.
that we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's easy.
That's why it's like when somebody gets cancer, it's like, duh. Like, a lot of us are going to get cancer because it's easier to just get cancer than to be aware.
To put forth the effort to change, right? Like, it's two things about it, right? To get that good food, we got to go to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas ain't trying to do that.
Yeah, people ain't trying to cut up vegetables and stuff and all that.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to pay a little more for it.
Actually, you don't, though. If you just go to your a regular farmer's market, that stuff is mad cheap.
Yeah, hell, you get a... I know, we went to one, man, and they was giving away bushels of greens.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, I bought an apple, and I got 47 bushels of greens, nigga. Like, yo.
Because I'm like, why the hell was I going to Whole Foods paying all this when I can just go to one who don't use no extra, it's real, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
But people just ain't trying to do that, dog.
Oh, it's too hard.
Or like the homie, this dude right here, he sits on the corner. He has a garden and everything. And then on the weekends, he puts his table out and sells the food.
Yeah.
How many people you think is stopping there?
Not that many.
Nope. And you can get like 6 watermelons for $3 instead of going there and getting one for
$17, yo. Yeah. But nigga, Walmart's right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just easy, bro.
Yeah, we doomed.
Yeah, because we don't want to change.
Yo, Tiger, man.
What did Tiger do?
Remember he got dragged out the club by the security guards?
Oh, and tried to grab the hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think if his security guard would have gave him the hammer, you think he was going to use it?
No, he wasn't really trying to get that goddamn gun.
Yo, I think if he got the gun in his hand, he would have had to use it.
Yo, you have to. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Tiger doesn't have to.
Why not?
Because Tiger's not a tough guy. Like Tiger grew up with a good family. Like, they was rich.
Yeah, but those are the ones who got to prove themselves.
Why, though?
Because that's the hip-hop industry. If he would have, like, he was just bluffing, give me the hammer, talking tough. But an old boy would have handed him the hammer, dog. Somebody would have had to lose a kneecap.
He looked like, hey, man, what is you doing? Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want that.
Put the hammer back.
I don't want that.
Yo, if I would have took the head, but just start busting mad shots to the
air. Just dumping it off, nigga. Get it, yo. Let the niggas know I'm crazy.
Yo, I would have been busting shots in the air while I'm biting a security guard's ear.
God damn. You
know when I had the security guard's ear in my mouth dripping blood.
Yeah, still shooting.
Yeah.
See, that's disgusting. They call me a savage, nigga. I'd have just shot a nigga. Just got it over.
The lady turned her amputee leg into a purse, and she had a $4,000 budget for it.
Huh?
Yep, that's right.
No.
Yeah. Turn the leg into a purse, dog.
Wait. The amputated leg?
Yeah. She took the skin from the amputated leg and had a purse made with her on a $4,000 budget.
I feel like that purse stinks.
You stupid. You know, I would have been like, yo, mix it with the finest of leathers.
Nah, I feel like that purse stink.
So
like, it got sweaty on the inside and shit.
What's something you would have, like, say you had a $4,000 budget. What you would have made with your leg, amputated leg?
With a $4,000 budget. And I lost the whole leg?
Yeah, you used the whole leg.
Yo, I'm getting, I don't know, man.
I'm making the illest skin condoms. So it's like, no, I ain't really got a condom on because it's my skin on skin.
Yo, you stupid.
Yo, that's genius. You getting the hammer in the hammer.
Yo, you stupid. Like, that's how I make your skin condoms, nigga. I would make a pair of basketball shorts.
This is the gross head.
No, matter of fact, I make a whole, you know, the little big boy outfits.
Yeah.
The matching type of bottle that old niggas wear to carnivals and shit.
Yeah.
I make a suit like that, son. Out of my skin. That shit'd be dope.
Yo, you stupid.
Yo, I got to get the flip-flops, too. Not flip-flops. Some sandals, B.
Oh, some sandals?
Yeah, man. That shit would be dope.
I would have made some water sock shoes. Yo, you could. Yo, does he have?
Like your foot.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yo, that'd be fire, dog.
Yeah, this nigga walking around. The water socks. Right out his leg, yo.
We have only 35 chambers. There is no 36.
I know that. But I want to create a new chamber.
Oh? And what would that be?
Shaolin skills are confined here. And in my view, that's a great pity.
Yeah, you heard the albums that dropped this week?
No.
Solange.
I heard that was Boo Boo on the Streets.
Yo, the Solange album, I promise you, I thought it was still the same song. She say every song, man, it's like, except a couple, it was just like an interlude.
Really?
And she say the same thing over and over and over and over. Like the same line. Not a verse, a line.
Damn.
I'm tired when niggas get money, man. They don't care no more. They just trying to call it abstract and do something stupid.
Some old bullshit.
And then, the Joe Budden podcast disappointed me, man.
Didn't they?
Yeah, you can't trust them celebrity podcasts because they all got people they scared of and they don't want to offend nobody. So they up there copping mad pleas instead of keeping it real. Well, I'm going to give it a second listen. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but you know what I'm saying? It's different. Man, shut up. That was trash.
Bullshit. Yo, why was Joe Budden talking to Safari like that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you doing that for the camera, man.
Yo, man, why people always disrespecting Safari?
No, Safari need to just knock somebody out real quick.
Yo, he going to have to, man. Like, somebody got to get it, man.
Because when people start raising their voice like that with me, I'm going to make you mad. Keep making you madder just to see where you go with it. Like, when he was like, you held my son. I would have said, the hell with your son.
What was the argument about?
Man, all right. I guess him and his girl had beef with Erica Mena. And he asked Safari, is there anything, like, are you going to bring her to the show or something while we recording? And Safari was like, nah. So they get there to the island, and Safari brings Erica Mena out there too.
Okay.
And they was like, yo, you know we got problems with her. I asked you, was you going to do this? Safari was like, hey, things change.
Why you got a problem with her?
So would you, all right, if you had beef with somebody and you asked your mans, was he going to bring that person? And they said no, and they still bought her anyway, would you be mad?
First of all, I'm not going to beef with no female anyway. So that I don't understand that.
Well, like, maybe his girl had beef. I think it was more of his girl who had beef. So now he got beef because his girl got beef with her.
But see, here's my thing, right? Sin and Erica used to date.
Oh, so there go the beef thing.
Yeah, but also Joe Budden has fucked everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So nigga, you always gonna be around somebody that you didn't been with.
But if your man said he wasn't gonna bring her because your wife couldn't stand her.
Nigga, that's his fiance. Why the fuck I'm gonna listen to you and your wife over my fiance, my nigga?
No, but he didn't. All he had to say was, "That's my fiance." Yeah, of course I'm bringing her.
Yeah, nigga, it shouldn't be a question. You brought your bitch on the show, but I can't bring mine.
It was the principle.
Nah, man, fuck all that, man. It ain't that, my nigga. Like, yo. What y'all got going in your life, nigga, don't matter to me.
But he held this your son.
Nigga, fuck your son. I don't care about your son.
But the son said, looked you dead in your eye and said, goo goo gaga.
Man.
And get out of here. You put the bobo in his mouth.
Put the bobo. The what?
So you don't care if your man just lied to you like that?
No.
Oh.
Cause I know some niggas is whores for women. Like a nigga, he can tell you one thing, but he gonna tell his girl another thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I already know how that go. And first of all, nigga, you shouldn't be asking me what I'm gonna do with my girl anyway.
And his reaction was a little, you know what I'm saying? That was,
yeah, he went
too much.
All the way off, yo, like, damn.
He went off like my man Safari was supposed to be watching his son and went to the club and just left Lex at the crib. With the iron on laying next to the bed where you can grab it.
Yo, but like you said, nigga, if you get that bad, I'm going to make you more mad. And here's my new thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start quoting Loaded Lux. Look at you. Emotion. Look at me, King.
Look at me, King. Yo.
Oh, man.
All right, what would you do if y'all had a little party at the job, right? Mm-hmm. And your boss was leaving, and one of the homies brought glazed donuts to the boss's farewell party, but they had his own special glaze on them donuts.
Like one that he squoze himself?
No, he like had them donuts and just kept building up and like saving. He put all the glaze was his glaze.
Yeah, that's what's wrong. It's a glaze that he squoze himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not eating them donuts.
No, but you don't know.
Nigga, First of all,
don't nobody smell a donut.
I don't really fuck with shit at office parties anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, did you want to put a picture up crock pot covered in cat hair, nigga?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't do that.
Yeah, he would have had to die, dog.
Even if I didn't eat one, if I found out you did some old funky shit like that, man, we got to fight. Because what if I was hungry that day?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, nah, man. I'm fucking you up, yo.
Because the donuts is in the box from the store, so I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I go straight for the donuts.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. These is machine made. I could fuck with these.
You know what I'm saying? And my man had put his jizzle juice on. He over in the car all smiling. Over,
giggling and shit.
Oh no, dog. See, that's when it should be fair to kill people who do that.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to die. Oh, I'm gonna do something to make you wish you was dead, nigga.
Speaking of like Pornhub, did you know Pornhub has a setup like YouTube when you upload your home videos?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you get paid per views and all that, and the ads and all that.
Word?
Yeah, dudes, some chick said it on Twitter, and I went in the thread, and dudes are showing their accounts like, dog, I made 14 G's this month.
Doing what?
Just uploading your home videos.
Wow. And then you gonna make a video?
Oh, of course. When I get abs, dog. That's revenue.
What kind of video are you gonna make?
Man, I'm trying to get the most views, so it's gonna be mad extreme, like some furry stuff or something.
I feel like it's gonna be a masturbation video.
Nah, I'm gonna be dressed like a Smurf.
Like, I feel like you're gonna be butt naked and greased up. And you got like a dumbbell in one hand and your dick in the other one.
That's
and
crazy.
A do-rag on. I don't know why I keep seeing a do-rag in my head.
No, that's crazy. You gotta chill.
And some footy socks, nigga.
The footy with the little ball on the back.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Making dumb noises.
Matter of fact, I'm just researched the highest home videos with the most views and comments.
Load that shit up, yo.
Yep, duplicate it.
All do everything for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go to, that's why they do that. Minute, 2 minute here, 2 minute there. Okay, I see the hustle.
Yeah, because you gotta go to the next one.
I see the hustle, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, we out here, man. So that's some more revenue, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be shitting on paper plates.
That's what we doing.
Upload. Hey, man. Two girls, one cup, my nigga. Hairy ass, one plate. Let's see how that go.
Stupid hairy ass, one plate. Yo.
Straight up.
The T-Pain album is pretty good. It's decent. I like it. The Two Chainz album, executive produced by LeBron James. LeBron James. It was straight. I mean, it wasn't like they trying to say it's critically acclaimed. I don't know, and all that.
Yeah.
The Baby's album was, man.
The Baby. Hold on. Okay, The Baby.
The Baby.
He just shot a video
in Atlanta.
And the neighborhood goons, I guess, was asking him if he checked in.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Man, I feel like this world don't belong to nobody, man. I ain't checking in with nobody nowhere.
Nigga, what the fuck for?
Yeah, who the hell are you just coming down nigga, the street?
Nigga, in basketball shorts and flip-flops, nigga, you obviously don't own shit around here, nigga.
Right.
Nigga, fuck you. Straight up and down, man. Like, yo, fuck you, man. Check in for what?
Did you check in?
Nigga, with who?
Yeah, who the... Where is the check-in office, sir?
You know what I'm saying? And why you niggas ain't at work? It's Tuesday, nigga.
Yo.
Nigga, check. Like, and somebody on Facebook like, yeah, man, these young rappers these days, they don't know nothing. Nigga, know what? Check in with who, man? Y'all niggas don't do shit, man.
Yo, this world. Can you imagine some white rock group to my, hey, did you check in with Guns N' Roses?
Yo, that's like a trick. Man, Detroit's a no-fly zone. Nigga. Detroit ain't got shit. They need niggas to come down there, bro.
Niggas is flying in every day, B.
What you saying? Like, yo, man, what nigga? This is my city. No, it ain't. Nigga, no, it's
not. Yeah, man, it's getting ridiculous, man. Like, check, man, it's just stupid. Now, the only thing I say, okay, let's say you was about to come to their city and kill 30 people.
Yeah, then you got to check in.
Yeah, then you might want to go talk to, you know what I'm saying, what's his name in Houston?
Jay Prince.
Yeah, then you might want to go check in with Jay Prince because there might be his little nephew or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to kill the wrong person.
But, like, I'm coming here to record a video. Man, get out of here, dog.
Nigga, you know who I checked in with? The nigga who house I'm at. Yeah. That nigga said it was okay.
Right? He gave a pair. Of course, somebody gave me the key to this house. I ain't just run in and knock a family out. You're stupid, man. I'm tired of the whole... Man, I ain't Black Emoji. Why is black people so extra?
Nigga, I don't know, man.
Dang, like, and you just think about... When you think about, like, what the ancestors went through and all the fighting they did, and this is what... How did it turn out this way?
You know what I'm saying? You asking a rapper if he checked in... Why didn't you ask them niggas if they checked in when they came to evict your mama, nigga?
Right?
You know, and they talk to them niggas. Stop them niggas from doing shit.
Why the damn when the KKK march ain't none of them checking in?
Oh, yeah. For real. Ain't nobody checked in with your ass on that one.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't nowhere to be found. And they just running them through the streets calling you a nigga. That's a good point right there. We got whole Klan rallies and ain't nobody coming out here talking about, did you check in? Man, y'all sorry. But when it's somebody black that look just like you, they need to check in. Yeah, get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, you need to talk to that nigga, try to get a job, motherfucker.
Right?
Stupid ass. Tired of you niggas.
Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. He's got AIDS. He's got AIDS.
Yo, movies, the OG. Did you see
it? Yeah. No. With
Peoples.
What's his real name?
I don't know.
Something Wright. Yeah, his last name is Wright.
Yo, he a good ass actor.
Fuck yeah.
What was that movie called? From the one he's on when his name was Peoples? Shaft, right?
Shaft, yeah.
Let me see. Peoples from Shaft, real name. Yo, everything you look up, Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright, there you go.
Yeah, it was a decent movie, man. I liked it. Kept my attention the whole time.
Yeah, that dude make good, man. Did he get out of jail?
I ain't telling you.
What, man?
We got listeners, man. Yo, y'all go check out the OG on HBO. Really good movie, man. Jeffrey Wright killed his role. Then I watched on Netflix, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
Mm.
It's about a Nigerian kid. They was over there living in Africa in them huts. Man, poor. Know what I'm saying? The crop, it was a drought. And crop, they got the last of the crop. And like niggas do, they came in there and stole all the crop. So nobody could eat. And it was, you know what I'm saying, it was dire. Dire situation. And stubborn ass daddy wouldn't listen to the son. He was trying to tell him, yo, I go to school. Like, he got mad when he was like, that ain't gonna work. And he's like, I know it's gonna work. How do you know? He was like, I'm the only one in the family that go to school. Like, I'm learning.
Nigga, I do this.
And his dad got mad because his dad made him grow up in the fields. But he wanted his son to go to school. So, nigga, you sacrificed me helping you in the fields to go to school and then don't want to listen when I'm telling you I learned something at school. Just like
me. Yeah.
So,
just like a nigga.
So the story is pretty much him trying to convince him that, I mean, it do sound crazy when he tell you, yo, I can make wind to make water to get these crops coming. And they was like, nigga, please. So, yeah, man, it's crazy because he read a book and just did it and saved the whole damn community. It's that simple.
Damn.
Like, y'all could do, like, that should be a life lesson. Go to Google, go to YouTube, learn it, and do it. Duplicate it. There you go.
You are now rocking with Forget That Yo Radio. My new single, In My Bag, just dropped. Available on all digital platforms. It's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Turn that thing up. Let's go. Yeah, I'm in my bag now. Money coming fast now. No, I had to upgrade and my girl is looking bad now. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. Yeah, I'm in my bag now. Money coming fast now. No, I had to upgrade and my girl is looking bad now. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. You know I got style, of course. The reason they mad, oh boy. We ain't doing bad no more. Tell my girl, buy everything at the store. This kind of moment I flex. Cuban gold links on my neck. Rolling on my hand, that's wet. Don't get in band, what's next? Told them in advance I'm next. Girls wanna come up, round them. Niggas can't get with the wave, they drown it. This ain't the drip, no sprinkle fountain. I make the hits, I keep them bouncing. Girls wanna come up, round them. Niggas can't get with the wave, they drown it. This ain't the drip, no sprinkle fountain. I make the hits, I keep them bouncing. Yeah, I'm in my bag now. Money coming fast now. No, I had to upgrade and my girl is looking bad now. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. Watch a nigga pull up then I hop out. Everybody looking with their mouth out. Way too fly, can't swat now. Let them hate from the side, what they talking about? What's the drip to a splash? Gotta get to the bag. New whip, no tags, and my chick so bad. You trying to be on, but we on, but can't. Do things like we done, the reason they lame. Relaunch the flow, so beyond their brain. Big bro is Leon, you see I'm the flame. Everything I do is big, play this in the club is lit. They showing love to the kid, and your girl all in my grill. Out of control with no chill, trying to get at me, I see her. Up in the dust where I leave her, I don't put trust in the skeezer. Go get some money and keep her, round down your block and I'm beating. Know that I'm hot, it's my season, you rappers ain't even that decent. With that being said, I'll keep eating. How could you think I was done? I am by real as they come. Chosen, I know I'm the one. Produced it and wrote it. They asked me, I told them, I said. Yeah, I'm in my bag now. Money coming fast now. No, I had to upgrade and my girl is looking bad now. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. Yeah, I'm in my bag now. Money coming fast now. No, I had to upgrade and my girl is looking bad now. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning. I can't even pronounce that count that niggas can't get with the wave they drowning.
It's the Sopranos, man. I'm trying. Y'all told me this was, y'all was telling me this is better than The Wire.
Who told you that?
I've listened to a lot of different, you know what I'm saying? Over the years, I hear all this stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, I'm on episode 7 and this crap is trash. Like, does it get better? Have you seen it?
Yes.
So it gets better after this.
Yeah, you know, the first season's always a little shaky.
Nah. Not, yo, this is like, I'm trying my hardest to stay awake.
Now, truthfully, I didn't start watching it when it first came on.
Oh, okay.
I came in like the third season, and then after that, after watching that, I was like, okay, I'll go back and watch the rest of it.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna give it a shot, man. I'm on episode 7 and I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
There's a bunch of talking to my psychiatrist and.
Yeah. Got a whore sister. Sister was a whore. All right, check this out, right? I heard this today. I'm not sure if it's true and I don't want to believe it.
Uh oh.
Abducted in plain sight, too.
Come on, man.
I said to myself, there is no fucking way possible that this happened twice.
Wait, with the same family?
No, I think it's a different family.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's no way there's anybody this stupid. Two sets of people this fucking stupid.
That's wild.
I hope it's not true, man.
Yeah, oh, that can't, man. Don't do it. But we know it probably is.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's true, we don't need to see it.
Yeah, we really don't, man. Yeah, man, let's you got anything else or are we gonna go straight to this or that?
Now we get them this or that's.
All right. Y'all know how we do it, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. This or that. Do you got any?
Yeah.
All right. Shoot.
Hold on, nigga. Let me get it together.
All right, then I'll do mine. This right, or that. Bitch. Fight Nelly or Ja Rule?
Fuck Nelly.
What?
Fuck Nelly, nigga. Oh, yeah, it's always
you
fuck
a story
Nelly.
About Nelly.
Yeah, it's always fuck Nelly.
So you gonna fight Nelly then?
Yes.
Man, Nelly gonna knock your ass out.
You fucking crazy. I'm gonna beat the shit out that nigga for making me miss my shine time.
I'm gonna fight Ja Rule because I feel like Ja Rule, man, he can't fight, man.
Yo, I don't believe it. Anyway, he told a story about fighting 50 Cent. I'm like, this nigga's lying.
Ja Rule, little Peter head, man. He can't fight, man. Get out of here, man. You let Adonis Agonis throw up shots against you in the corner, man.
Hell, dog. All right, let me see. Eat a ketchup sandwich or a sriracha sandwich?
I'm going to eat a ketchup sandwich because ain't sriracha hot?
Yeah.
I don't really be liking hot foods like that, B. I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah. I've actually never had sriracha.
I've had a ketchup sandwich before, too. Like, you never had, like, you eat all the meat, but you still got bun and hamburger left?
Hell yeah. It just be that little bit of ketchup on the end of that bun.
Yeah, good, B.
Hell yeah.
All right. If you was in a jail cell with, on Friday After Next, when he got out of jail, what was his name?
Debo.
No, it wasn't Debo.
Yeah, Friday After Next.
Oh, yeah. No, remember he was, no, the big robot.
Oh, Damon.
All right, Damon. If you had been in a jail cell with Damon or a gay Ving Rhames.
Shit. give me Damon.
Why?
Damon lets you violate him and he don't do shit.
What? No, he'll be violating you, B.
No, that's Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews let men grab his penis and don't do nothing about it.
Yeah, that's Terry Crews. We're talking about Damon.
I mean, oh, well, no. Nah. Give me, god damn, man, Ving Rhames is ugly. Yo, you ever see Holiday Heart?
Yo, chill.
Yo, have you ever seen Holiday Heart?
Yo, that man going to looks, man. It's going awkwardly.
Man, that nigga was an ugly woman. And I feel like in prison, he would be a woman. He would dress up like a woman and shit, man. I don't know. Ving Rhames kind of old, man. I think I could fight Ving Rhames more than Terry Crews.
I'm going to be in there with Damon.
Why are you going to be in there with Damon?
Because he's more fit, and I feel like things go easier.
Okay, so you definitely giving up that boy pussy.
Hey, man, everybody is. Y'all in there with Debo and, I mean, Damon and Ving Rhames.
Nigga, all my life I had to fight.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Ving Rhames going to be, he can't hold himself up long, all that weight. He going to be laying on you and everything. This is going to be terrible.
That nigga, son. Yeah. Lay down.
Yeah, everybody going to be fighting, but you ain't going to be fighting much long.
Hey, you gonna get tired of fighting for it, then I'm gonna get tired of fighting for it.
Nah. You'll get tired before me because you'll say you'll do push ups at night.
Shit. For the prison, nigga. Oh, it's grind time.
Yeah, grinding on you time because it's too late. He been in there lifting weights for 16 years. You come in there one day trying to start your workout.
That nigga scrawl. that nigga here bending bars, nigga. Oh, it's going to go so bad. Travel 5 years in an RV or travel 5 years on a sailboat?
5 years in an RV, easy. I don't
like the water. But you could park that bitch and sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that RV action.
I can go to Wawa. All right, my last one is stuck in an elevator with Donald Trump or Kanye West?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump all day.
Yeah, man, I can't deal with that Kanye nigga.
Man, Kanye going to be talking about Walt Disney and...
Just random dumb shit.
Yeah. He going to be pissing me off.
Yeah, like, yo, man, shut the fuck up.
Then you're going to try to play songs on his phone that sound trash now.
Nigga, no one like them shoes, nigga.
Why ain't got the Yeezys on? Because they trash. Then he going to come out.
Because they trash, nigga. They shit suck.
I designed these in one of the greatest times of my life. Like, man, if you don't get your design and face ass on it. All right, that's this or that.
No, nigga, I got one more.
Oh, my bad. Let's start the music back. Go ahead.
Okay. You have done something horribly embarrassing and only your best friend knows. Or you ain't done nothing horribly embarrassing, but everyone except your best friend thinks you did.
Oh, I ain't did nothing, but they think I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I go with that one, too.
Because I ain't did it.
No, Fudge already knows some shit I done did.
Oh.
I already did that one.
He said I already did that one. Why I do horrible. Why I don't know that, nigga?
Huh?
I need to know, too.
Nah, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I know you like to make memes and shit.
This dude's crazy. All right, before we get out of here, man, I'm back with another banger. Aunt Della Reed.
Oh, shit.
Poetry coder in his house. This is got to do with the R. Kelly thing. So what I did was use R. Kelly song titles in this whole poem.
Oh, shit.
All right. This one is entitled, Seems Like You're Ready. I said it seems like you're ready for me to turn the key into your ignition. But keep on the down low, baby. Because for this, I'm going to need parental permission. But I see your body's calling, and I'm ready to step in the name of love into position. To feel on your booty. Because your body's calling, and I admit it won't be no stalling. Let's get to this bump and grind. I believe I can fly when I'm in between them thighs. Red wings. Now let's make it quick so we can go get some chicken wings. Instead of me being trapped in the closet if the school bell rings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Red Wings went over their head, dog. They ready.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, my Aunt Della Reed time it off. I ain't did it in a minute.
For real, yo.
You got anything?
Nah, yo, shout out to Rage Against Twitter again, man. God damn. You gotta send me that, bro. That shit was fire.
Man, you got the login, man.
I might not. That shit was fire,
it's,
man.
It's on the dock.
Huh?
The login is on the dock.
What that is now?
Really? That's what we gonna do?
You speaking Spanish, yo.
The login is on the dock.
Shout out to Lidster.
Lidsty.
Yo, that tattoo is fire, nigga. Or maybe I just like looking at her stomach. I don't know.
That's what we're doing?
It might be. It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
This dude crazy.
Hey, Greggy?
Greggy? Greg from...
I feel uncomfortable saying your name like that. From the Young Black and Bothered podcast.
That's a dope name, Young Black and Bothered.
Yeah.
But what happens when you get old? You got to change your name to Old Black and Bothered?
Nah. I guess so.
I hope so.
who else, man? Scott Spurgeon on Twitter.
Facts.
Who else is on Twitter? I don't be on Twitter like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen. I don't remember her last name.
Kristen.
Yeah.
Oh, the one who did the weight loss joint.
Yo, man. Dog. That's impressive.
Hell yeah.
That's really impressive, yo.
So I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, have my before and after. Yo, my befores is crazy. Wait till I see the afters.
Yo, I need some Wichita, Kansas before.
Wait, what?
When you was like 250.
Oh, yo, you wildin'.
Yeah. Did you burn them pictures yet?
Matter of fact, I think I can send a picture when I was like just out and about. Yo, my face looked like a basketball.
God damn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, who else you got to shout out?
Yo, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's almost 11 p.m.
Yeah, man, everybody that's fucking with us, we'll get you on the next one.
You feel me?
What?
You feel me? Shout out to Dwayne, Tyrone, my moms. You feel me? All right.
peace.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve. Starve.
Ain't touch this.
But Kelly preys on vulnerable women and young girls.
I am surprised that you agreed to do it. Why are you sitting down with us today?
I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blogs and, you know, I'm just tired.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh, my God. All of them. Got
lies.
Little girls trapped in the basement.
Him.
Helicopters over my house. Mm-hmm. Trying to rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house. Handcuffing people, starving people.
Nobody wants to tell the truth.
A cult. Mm-hmm. I don't even really know what a cult is, but I know I don't have one, you know.
Have you done anything that you regret? Have you done anything wrong?
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women that I apologize. But I apologize in those relationships at the time I was in the relationships.
Have you broken any laws when it comes to women?
Absolutely not.
The six-part series interviewed 50 people,
mm-hmm.
family members, your former tour manager, numerous women who all claim that you abused them.
Yeah.
Are you saying everybody in that documentary was not telling the truth about you? Everybody?
If you really look at that documentary, which I'm sure you have.
I have.
Everybody said something bad about me. Nobody said nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
They was describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer. I'm a man. I make mistakes, but I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster.
I'm going to name the names. Andrea Kelly, your ex-wife. Kitty Jones. Mm-hmm. Lisa Van Allen. Lizette Martinez. Geronda Pace. Mm-hmm. Faith Rogers.
Yeah.
Asante. You're saying everything they said in that documentary about you is not true.
They are lying on me.
Why would these women say the same thing about you? That you are controlling, that you are abusive, that you tell women when to eat, when to go to the bathroom, when they can sleep, where they can dress. Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true and they don't know each other? That defies logic to me.
Right. Until you hear the explanation. You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is push a button on your phone and say, so-and-so did this to me. R. Kelly did this to me. And if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get a reality show, then any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Are you blaming this on social media?
Fucking lie!
I'm talking about the power of social media.
In 2008, R. Kelly was found not guilty on 14 counts of child pornography after prosecutors in Chicago failed to convince a jury that he was a man seen in a sex tape with a girl as young as 13.
What do you want to say to your fans?
Last month, Kelly was indicted again, this time charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse of four women, including three who the charges say were minors at the time. Have you ever had sex with anyone under the age of 17?
No.
He lied!
Never.
What more do you want from me?
It's so hard to believe that based on all that we've read.
I'm going to tell you something, Gail. There's one
situation. I'm going to
tell you something.
What women said about you.
What women said about me.
Y'all niggas worship him.
So nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me. Mm-hmm.
So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely.
He lied! What more do you want from me?
Absolutely.
You feel that people have maligned you?
I have been assassinated. I have been buried alive. But I'm alive.
So I think the point you're making is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would
I? Y'all niggas don't want to tell the truth.
We've never held anybody.
R. Kelly
with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. Why, how stupid would I be to do that?
Lies!
I didn't say you were holding. That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes,
it's on. That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle. Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing.
And
quit
Biggie playing. Wouldn't have fucking died
I didn't do
if
this
that
stuff.
Nigga hadn't lied.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me.
I hope so.
You're killing me, man.
That ain't G Cole.
This ain't about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids. And I can't do it.
Fucking lie.
I just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope the camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep
true.
Rolling.
This is not true. This is not, doesn't even make sense.
It existed.
Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me. We're going to destroy your career.
Ever.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw. Robert.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped, okay? They
he
really
lied.
On chains. They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert.
And they're ending up buried in deep.
Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is
really.
Not me.
I don't want you just ranting at the camera.
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart because my heart is so big. People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing
the
victim.
I don't want to tell the truth.
Here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do. When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth.
You're playing the victim.
I'm just telling the truth. And the reason I'm emotional,
Robert,
and I apologize for that, is because this is the first time I was able to say something. Yeah. I've said nothing.
Gail, you remained tough and calm throughout that.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't do any good if we both got hysterical.
Nobody wants to tell the truth. And Biggie wouldn't have fucking died if that nigga hadn't lied.
Fucking you, Biggie. Dead. You.